Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Matt and Neil Baldock, who are estate agents from Chelmsford with their firm Charles David Casson. And I want to ask you, gentlemen, about your thoughts on the problems of mental health in estate agency. Talk to me.
This is something that, you know, we could have a 15-hour special, unfortunately, Chris, but I'll keep it on the short. I think it's something that's been very much ignored, and it is now coming to light, and obviously there's some great work, you know, yourself included, starting to shine a light on it. I'm a huge fan of Sam Hunter at Home Search, and he's doing, you know, a great to bring it to light as well. My opinion is, with the industry, I was a corporate agent for a number of years. You're so target driven by people that don't understand, actually, at head office level, they're looking at numbers. But when you're on the ground, you're the one that's having the lady crying down the phone to you because she's lost her buyer, she's lost the house of her dreams. And you're not dealing with numbers. And I actually think a lot of really good agents take their clients' losses personally. And they take that home with them, and they don't have a network of support. But, you know, you're told, oh, we've got a 30% ABO rate in agency. It's not a percentage. That's Mr. and Mrs. Smith that can't get their kid into school anymore. That's, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones that can't move to be near their parents. And I think the people on the ground actually have to take on all that emotional stress. So they're taking it in this end. And then when they're looking for support above them, they're just getting told they haven't hit the numbers.
Because let's be honest, most negotiators and valuers on their personality type tend to be more people than process people.
Yeah.
And they tend to be more outgoing. So they want everyone to love them. And their biggest fear is rejection. So they often take all this emotion and kind of suck it all up. And they take it personally, don't they?
They do.
Why are you so interested in this?
Well, because I've been there, and I've still felt it. So in my career, I made it to manager level, and then had my own company, and I'm still very much at the coalface. I still deal with a lot of the valuations. And when you have your own company, you trade with people you know. So we've lived in the same area of the same town our entire lives. So we, on a daily basis, move people that go to, you know, their kids go to the same school as us. We've known them from school. That kind of thing. We had one the other day. We're moving a couple. They live literally opposite me. We've known them for years, not best friends or anything, but known since primary school. Sales, just one of those, you know, in the middle of COVID-19 lockdown, everything went wrong. We had a charge and a house no one knew about, so we had to do a simultaneous exchange and completion. I popped home to get something about 1 o'clock, and I looked, and there was this massive lorry packing this entire family stuff into the van. And I thought, but that family still don't know where they're sleeping tonight. And it was mum, dad and four kids. And the youngest was 3 months old. And I kind of went back to the office. And I said, we have to get this in. It's not about the money. I've got a family that don't know where they're kind of sleeping tonight. And I took that, and I take that personally. And I think that the guys in my office did. And I think that negotiators and valuers on the whole do. I think when you get to area manager level, you're not dealing with people anymore. And I'm, you know, without generalising too much and saying that they don't care, because all you're doing is looking at spreadsheets, you don't actually take on, you know, so you're saying, listen, you haven't hit your numbers. So the person's getting it, as I say, they're worrying about not hitting their numbers, and they're worrying about the people's lives that they're involved in. Because I actually believe estate agency is about people, not properties. I've always said, if you're interested in houses, become an architect. This is about moving people, and the best agents are the ones that actually take good care of their customers.
What do you think is a good way to enable agents to, if they're taking all this emotion on their shoulders, to get rid of it? I'm asking you as human beings.
Yeah. Well, they need people to talk to, essentially. There's no, for me, see, yeah, as you know, my background's estate agency, but I also was out of the industry for a while and worked in the police. And any other big organisation like that gives you an outlet for these emotions. So if you are experiencing mental health difficulty, they've got departments you can go to, and occupational health departments. There's nothing like that in estate agency.
And it's not seen as a weakness to go to the occupational health in police.
No, absolutely not. And it's encouraged. And anybody who saw it as a weakness is probably an idiot, to be honest. So.
And we would say it's changing, isn't it? So, you know, it isn't quite as bad. You know, and it's being spoken about more. It's being spoken about more, but it's still, you know, it's not enough. I think the negotiator needs to be able to say, I've lost a deal, and it's upset me because I feel so good, rather than just, I've lost a deal, sorry I haven't hit that target.
Indeed. Well, the Agents Together charity, which I thoroughly recommend you become mentors or even mentees on it, are certainly one of their two pillars is mental health in the state agency. Yeah. I think moving forward as a society as a whole, I think we've all recognised that we need to talk about mental health. I think the next stage now is to actually move on and actually do something about it. Because if you go to an awful lot of websites, they try and redirect you to say, we actually need to actually start fixing this, don't we?
I think one a big positive of 2020 is it's brought it to the surface and it's made it okay to talk about it.
Yes.
And it just now everybody needs to take it on board.
Excellent. Thank you for your time today, chaps.
Cheers, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.